In Jesus' name. Once again, we are here gathered in your presence. We come to draw strength, we come to draw inspiration, we come to draw understanding, that we might be thoroughly equipped to engage destiny in this strategic season. Have mercy on us, Lord, and bless us in Jesus' name. You may be seated, and you are welcome to the house of God. Hallelujah. You will find in the apostolic church, as recorded in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, they had a fourfold agenda. We will do well to look at their fourfold agenda. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Beginning from verse 42, you will see their fourfold agenda. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Fourfold agenda. They continued steadfastly. It was a culture. That means if you were part of the apostolic fold, there was no way you will not become a man of prayer. Because in the core of their activity, in the core of their operations, was a deliberate, intentional commitment to prayer. The reason is because our fellowshipping is supposed to produce a territorial altar, a place where we bring sacrifices continually to God in order to ward off the darkness that is captured within the territory. And so we see a culture of priesthood built into their fundamental operations. We said yesterday that one of the things you need to do to move the hand of God is praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing may mean praying long prayers. Praying without ceasing may mean praying consistently. Like you take a 21 days night vigil and you are pushing it. You are pushing it. It's an accumulation of sacrifice. You were supposed to be sleeping, but you have been making that commitment. There is no way you can do that deliberately, and over time, you will not see the result. Hallelujah. Another factor that is critical is your giving. Your prayer, your giving, your fasting, your yieldedness to instructions of God. Many times when God wants to bring redemption your way, what he does is that he gives you a strange instruction. Do this. And when you obey that instruction, you release God's hand. God's hand goes into activity, goes into action. Hallelujah. Now, I want to jump. We'll take you a bit further in the lecture before we now eventually go into the lecture for tonight, which is the role or the duty of a watchman. But before we do that, turn your Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. I need to show you something. And what I need to show you is that it takes time before the effect of your priesthood can be noticed. Priesthood works pari passu with your capacity to endure. Hallelujah. It works with your capacity to endure. Maybe you did 14 days of night vigil and you were expecting a lightning bolt to strike from heaven. No, that's not how it works. Amen. It takes time. to produce results. So you must be someone that is willing to allow the process of time to find expression. And I'm going to tell you, give you some testimonies and examples about my own life, how I work with God, the things that we were doing consistently, and the time where we began to see the feedback of the actions that we have carried out upon our altars. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." So that's how priesthood works. When you begin to pray today, and you are praying for 2 hours every day, it's not after 14 days that you see the effect of what you are doing. There is an assurance in this scripture. You shall find it. When? After many days. Your bread is valuable. Your bread is essential. But you sacrifice it. You cast it upon the waters. There is a guarantee here. There's an assurance here that you will find it after what? Many days. Next verse. He said, "Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth." Next verse. "If the clouds be full of rain," what happens? "They empty themselves upon the earth." So that's the principle. The principle of condensation is the principle of priesthood. The only time clouds empty themselves upon the earth as rain is when they are full of water. So you have been sacrificing for 3 years, for 7 years, for 8 years. The Bible says, "Be not weary in well-doing, because you will reap if you faint not." It's a marathon, not a sprint. It is only when the clouds are filled with water. If you find clouds forming in the sky and suddenly wind comes and it blows on them and it shifts ground, the reason why it's still mobile is because it's not full of water. But when those clouds become full of water, they have nothing else to do but to empty themselves upon the earth as rain. If I take you to the book of Revelation chapter 5, you're going to see that your prayers, your sacrifices are stored up in the sanctuary in heaven. There's a storage system for prayer in heaven. And it's only when the clouds are full of rain that they empty themselves upon the earth. I remember those days when we were on campus. We began to pray from 100 level. Our campus was heavily overtaken by cultism. We had black acts on the campus. We had the Buccaneers on the campus. There were 3 groups those days. And you just had to belong to one of the fraternities in order for you to show that you were a guy. Hallelujah. But some of us were Jesus guys. And the cultists will not stop at anything to make you feel incomplete as a Jesus guy. And so some of us were, our duty was to ensure that nobody looks down on the Christian. That was our duty. So we began to pray. For 100 level, we'll pray. 200 level, we'll pray. 300 level, we'll pray. Every semester. We used to pray during exams. We kept our sacrifice running even during examination. Some people got tired and they left the group. In the days of our power, we were like 40 people. That was our very best in terms of numerical strength. But as we began to go through the pressure of bringing sacrifice and all of that, the numbers began to deplete. Sometimes depletion of numbers is an act of God. God is trying to ensure that the false brethren are cut off so that the heritage and the inheritance he wants to open up will only be available for true disciples. So our numbers began to deplete, but the intensity of the sacrifices continued. We had strange moments of night vigils. We had strange on campus. Those were the days that if I don't finish my prayer quota, I will never open any textbook, any notebook to read. I had a target that I wanted to meet. And you know what? It came to pass on a glorious day of God that I was the only intercessor left. The numbers kept. And I say this with a broken heart. I was the only one left on that ground, ensuring that David does not lack a man to sit upon his throne as long as the moon endures. Because that was the covenant God gave us, that David would not lack a man. When we got to 400 level, what even led to the release of the power of our prayers was something very, very trivial. Some of these court guys were traveling and they used Naka Road and had an accident, and a lot of them died. And then they brought some of their bodies to the campus. The moment the students saw their dead bodies that had been mutilated by that strange accident, people began to look for Jesus. I am witness because my room was one of the Jesus centers. If you want to give your life to Christ, you are directed to my room. I saw cultists come to my room. They said they are tired. Meanwhile, these prayers were accumulating. It was as if nothing was happening. The prayers were building. It was as if God was doing nothing. He said, when the clouds be full of rain, don't forget that, what you will see is that they empty themselves. You see, the moment God begins to bring to pass the things for which you long, it will look instantaneous. It will look sudden. The reason is because an accumulation. So in the realm of the spirit, the full effect of what you are doing will be the result of an accumulation of value. People began to... There was no evangelist compelling them to come to Jesus. I don't know where the preacher was, but there was this conviction. And that thing ran for about 2 months and a few days on that campus, for 2 months straight. People were looking for who could lead them to Christ. Those were the days where we set up what we call Holy Ghost Bar. What's the meaning of Holy Ghost Bar? People that had given their life to Christ and they had to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So we set up the Holy Ghost bars. So when you give your life to Christ and you visit the bar, we give you that drink that is drink indeed. And all kinds of people began. Tongues was the reigning language. We reigned with Jesus in those days. But it took almost all of our academic life on campus to see the effect of the investments that we were making. So you will notice that power word in the apostolic testimony in the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 42. It says what? Continue. The song of victory. Those among us that will sing the victor song are those that have the capacity to endure while you are making your sacrifices. You know, many people think that God does auction sales. So you just come, you plug in, and then you pick something, then you go. That's not how it works for these matters. You will need to settle. Begin to pour out your investment. Pour out your investment. Do you know, are you with me? When we were on the other side, before we moved to this side, there were several of our mates that used to attend prayers with us that were not consistent. This is how many years ago now? This is 20-something years ago now. So some of our mates that used to visit prayer temporarily, they'll just come pray for one day, escape. The next time you see them will be 1 month later, then they'll come and pray and escape. I still met them here. The problems they used to have on campus, they still have those problems till now. In their mind, they felt I was an extremist. We came here for our books, my God. It's not for this thing. Oh. We have seen the result of all of that 20 years, 20-something years down the road. Everyone that felt it was in a hurry, Satan helped to delay them. They are delayed. Everyone that felt there was something better than prayer, something better than sacrifice, we have seen the outcome. Oh, you are running to go to catch up with something. You have enough time now. it was obvious that such among us that were diligent to ensure that the storage system of heaven gets filled, they experience a rain. When the clouds be filled with what? Water. They empty themselves upon the earth. So let me show you feedback. Few feedbacks. First feedback is in the book of Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. I remember there was a prayer point I was pushing about my family. And God gave me a sign. He said, when you see this child born, that is the time of deliverance. When I calculated it now, that prayer point took 10 years. It took 10 years for the cloud to be full of rain. Somebody might say, okay, 10 years is too far. Okay, if you don't follow the provision God has made available, it means it's not possible. It's only possible the way God wants it. Faith doesn't make it easy. Faith only makes it possible. In Acts chapter 2, having continued steadfastly, this was the result. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. This feedback now. And fear came upon every soul, and many signs and wonders were done by the apostles. You want signs and wonders in your ministry? Signs and wonders is a product of an accumulation of spiritual value. I remember when we started, I knew the clearance level in terms of the power of the Holy Spirit that was at work in my life. Hallelujah. I knew what the Holy Spirit would be willing to do through my life those days. But we continue. Oh, there was a friend of mine those days. He was a fasting general. He was the one that taught me how to do dry fasting. I met him how many years later? I met him like 16 years after campus. And he was confused. He was in debt. He was looking for a bailout. And he was blaming his situation on principalities and powers. Whereas he started very well with prayer and fasting, but he was not consistent. He veered off. And he was the one that taught me prayer and fasting. I continue. So the thing is not your skill, not the volume you are putting today, is can you continue? It's just like when you want to brush your teeth. You brush your teeth for 30 minutes on Monday and you don't brush at all until Saturday. You might need a dentist on Sunday. The dentist will have to bore a hole because all kinds of creatures will be living inside. But if you brush 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, you are good. People come to school and they attend lectures and they give you lectures for 4 hours, 5 hours a day, and after 6 years, you are a medical doctor. It's because you are doing it consistently. At the end of the day, you will become something. But you can study for 20 hours in a day, and then for 2 weeks, you are not studying. You will become nothing. The Bible says that signs and wonders is a result of continuing. So what God could do through my life 10 years ago is different from what he can do through my life now. Because I continued, my capacity has increased. Remember, when the clouds be full of rain, the thing they have been holding, they will release it. I pray that your investment that has been held in the heavens, it will be released, and every eye will see that you are not a fool. Amen. Those days, even in my family, they didn't believe me. They felt I was just a radical. I was a zealot. And most times, I don't reason out this my commitment. Don't worry. Time will tell. If you don't understand now, when the cloud releases rain, you will see it evidently. I came to tell you today that the matter has changed. So you must prepare for the marathon. All right. And fear came upon every soul, and many signs and wonders were done by the apostles. And all the believers were together and had all things in common, and sold their possession and goods and parted them as every man had need. And they continued daily in one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Another scripture that gives us an idea of feedback is Acts of the Apostles chapter 14. Acts of the Apostles chapter 14. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of Jews and also of Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Verse 3 is my emphasis. This guy came to town. They began to teach. They began to preach. And there was a wide acceptance of their ministry. And the Jews felt that if these guys begin to blossom in ministry, people that will attend the synagogue numbers are going to deplete. So they had to do something to ensure that their numerical strength was protected. And they began to discredit the apostles, began to say evil things about them. And the Bible says they made the hearts of the believers evil affected. I expected that after that feedback came, that the apostles would leave that city and then go to another place and then start again. The Bible says, long time, therefore, abode there. Long time. Somebody say long time. These are the men that know how to move the hand of God. It takes time to move his hand. Long time, therefore, abode there, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted that signs and wonders to be done by their hands. What God did was that God sent a feedback. Are you here? You are not here. When the cloud was full of rain, God sent a feedback that the evil speaking could not affect. You know, when we started this work, I don't know who the culprit was, but there were so many stories going around that I had a ring, which is my wedding ring, that was the miracle ring. And that was what I was using to demonstrate power. There was a ring. And that's part of the reasons why I'm not wearing a ring now. And even when I stopped wearing the ring, they still say, no, I swallowed it up. The thing is. And do you know that that story sold for 7 years? For those of you that know the old place before we moved to this place, they say in my office there's a pot. A pot in my office. Most of you have visited my office. I'm still looking for that pot because I myself, I'm inquisitive. And when you hear stories, some of the stories, the way they will tell it, even you that they are talking about, you even want to believe it. Like they were talking about this place. They say that the guy worked for an oil company in America and he wanted to resign. So because he worked very well, worked faithfully, then I said, okay, what do you want us to do for you? So I now said, build a church for us in my city so that God can be exalted. And so the Americans now came. So I was hearing the story. Even me, I was about believing it. I was about believing that story because it was the way they...
Do they lie like that? That's how they write projects. People lie like a project. Jesus. I was the one. And the person was talking. America, yes. Okay. And for information, I've never been to America. Hallelujah. All kinds of stories people believe. Meanwhile, if they believe, it means demons are assisting them. Demons assisted the tale bearers to make the story authentic. But long time abode we, speaking boldly in the law. And after a while, he began to give testimony to the word of his grace. The signs and wonders that God began to do was superior to the argument that the people were selling. Do you understand that? That's how territories are conquered. Are you still with me? I'm just showing you feedback. Feedback. Let's do another feedback in the book of Acts of the Apostles. Another feedback, quickly. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19. You need to see feedback. Verse 8. Acts 19, verse 8. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of how many months? 3 months. Disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Now, please, I want you to understand that these disputations that he was doing in the synagogue was this is not the full story. There was condensed prayer that had been going on in the territory for a very long time. And so, like other times, he goes to the synagogue, right? And he begins to dispute, begins to contend with the unbelievers, begins to present the issues pertaining to the kingdom of God. Yeah, next. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued in the space of what? Now, you see, the opposition was still present. Went to expound the scriptures. He met stiff opposition. He knew that what he was sent to do was not going to prosper within that terrain. He just moved the disciples, the people that had believed, to another place, another venue. And he continued for the space of 2 years. So that all they that dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles. Can you see that? By the hands of Paul. Because he stayed for 2 years, continually, disputing, clearing the thing, generating prayer, generating intercession, disputing. You enter a city, like a young man came the other day and was saying that he has two intercontinental ballistic missiles that have the capacity of taking 2 cities. Now, I am experienced in ministry. When you bring your ballistic missiles to Nsukka, you need to dispute long time before the effect of what you claim to carry will affect the land, before the demons will give you way to be established and to flourish. So this matter we're talking about here is a marathon. So after disputing for 2 years, another dimension of the miraculous came upon his life. And God wrought special miracles by the hand of what? Paul. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. This was how God responded. He responded by increasing his authority. He responded by increasing his spiritual capacity. At this point, the manifestations in his life had gone beyond the arguments that Satan was using to hold men bound. The story of any city that experiences liberty is tied to the rugged obedience of a man that has the courage to endure, to continue. You want to see something change your family? Are you willing to continue? Because it's only when the clouds are filled with rain that they empty themselves upon the earth. There's a feedback, but it's not a marathon. It is what? A sprint. The Bible says handkerchiefs were taken from him. And if you check the whole scripture, you will find it is on that New Testament, only Paul, that the Bible revealed that special miracles were done through his hand. Special miracles. And this is the first time we are seeing that you take aprons from a man's body and put, Jesus did not operate in this dimension, and put it on the sick, and the sick person is healed. So the regime of special miracles opened up as a feedback that God was giving in order to mitigate against resistance and mind bending. It takes a superior force. And when that force is unleashed, no form of mind bending can prosper. Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. Oh, people can be jealous of you. They say, well, when we were in college, I was better than him. So why is it him? All of those things can make meaning to people until God begins to wrought what? Special miracles. All the arguments will fade off. There is always a feedback that God gives for a consistent watchman that is sacrificing daily and deliberately. Your life is going to be captured within an ecosystem that is beyond the reach of the activities of the principalities in the territory. It's as if they will hold a meeting and decide to give you space. Please help me tell your neighbor, it is a marathon. It is not a sprint. So having said that, I will go back to our lecture, the Watchman lecture. We just added the altar lecture, which is an appendage of the Watchman lecture, so that we can also touch those issues. But I need to go back to my teaching as of the Watchman series. Maybe before I go to the role of a watchman, when I finish that, then I will now go to developing the eye of a seer. There are several things you need to do in order for your receptacle to be so effective, and such that when danger is coming, you can pick it a mile away. Are you with me? You know, I told you that there were three kinds of watchmen. Some have an inclination, a very robust inclination, to pick up the frequencies of the activities of the devil. Some have a very robust spiritual capacity to pick up the movements in the layer, in God's layer. And then some also have an inclination towards picking up angelic activity. Part of the reasons why we must be acquainted with what angels are doing is because angels are ministering spirits. Angels are messengers. So if you understand the messages that angels are bringing into your territory, you have a full idea of what God wants to implement. And many times, in order for God to implement his purposes in your territory, there is a partnership that is established between angelic ministers and human ministers. Now, you need to know what to do to align with the angels that have been dispatched, because part of what initiates angelic activity is priesthood. When you begin to put up your sacrifices and you begin to release incense into the realm of the spirit, many more times than not, what happens is that God sends a feedback from his realm and he activates the journey of angels in view of that which you are doing. So an intercessor, a watchman, by the time you begin to do your watches quite frequently and there is a rhythm
in the commitment of your watches, you are likely to be given the grace to discern the movement of angels. For instance, in the book of Matthew, we see that there was the time distance between difference between Malachi and Matthew is 430 years. And in those times, no prophet prophesied. In those times, no angel visited the territory. The territory was dark. The territory was out of alignment with the move of God. And many things so terrible began to take place in Israel. For instance, Jehovah, one of the Jehovah names is Rapha, the healer, because God wants to be known as the one that cures affliction. And because of the backsliding nature of the nation, God could no longer function as the healer. The channels through which God would have wanted to function as a healer were all stopped. Men were not in alignment. And so God had to come bless a pool, Bethesda. He used it as the healing pool, just so that the heritage, his memory, the knowledge of him as the healer will not die in Israel before another time of visitation. That was how terrible the situation was after 430 years of prophetic silence. And then part of what announced the fact that a new season was coming into the land was strange angelic visitations, as we see in the book of Luke chapter 1. Strange angelic visitations. Strange angelic visitations. Hallelujah. It's obvious that now that person that is with that child that will not keep quiet, can you move, go downstairs to the hall. Now listen, there was silence until Zechariah decided to enter into the temple to burn incense before God. I'm talking about Luke chapter 1, beginning from verse 5. Then angelic visitations began to come into the territory again. And you will notice that the set of angels and angelic encounters that I'm going to read about now, the angels were sent to make announcements so that earth can be aware of what heaven is doing. When you begin to keep your watches, begin to do your intercession, and you decide that you are going to be consistent, you afford yourself opportunities for angelic encounters. Let's read the scripture to you quickly. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they both were righteous before God, walking in all his commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense. I hope you know incense is prayer. So even though it was as if God was not showing his face, they still continued the old ritual of bearing prayer before God. Now, what's happening to the man on the... All right, sorry. Let me use my Bible. And it came to pass while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand of the altar of incense. We're going to take inventory of the announcement that this angel is bringing. The announcement. Part of the credential of this angel is that he is Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. The next question I need to ask you is, where is Zachariah standing? He was in the presence of God. But there was something that Gabriel knew about the presence of God that Zachariah did not know, obviously. Because where Gabriel was, Gabriel could hear the policy direction of heaven. But where Zacharias was, he was just following the custom of the responsibility of his priestly office. And so a messenger came from the sanctuary to update him about decisions that have been taken in the sanctuary of heaven. As long as you refuse to break the chain of intercession, you become a victim of angelic encounter. I was in my room here in Makurdi, Ankpa ward area. We used to do night vigil almost every night. And sometimes if we finish the prayers and we go to sleep, if you still feel that God is still on your heart, you can continue. And I just felt like, are you with me? The feeling that the Holy Spirit gives you to suggest to you that, I would have loved you to pray more, it's not very strong. It's very faint. It's like it's a suggestion, a very faint suggestion that you can stand to despise. You won't do more than that. So I decided to press more. The moment I press more, I saw Jesus standing before me. Normally when we say such things, people ask, what did he wear? You are Kana. The Lord fills the spiritual space. And if your spiritual eyes are open, there's nothing else you will see except the Lord. He fills the area. And he began to make an announcement. There are things that I want to do in this territory. And he gave me some signs that when you see this, and the last among the signs he gave me is that when you see the airport functional, then it's time for revival. I watched all the 6 signs he gave me, each and every one of them came to pass. Hallelujah. And when we were close to the last sign, he sent an angel to come and remind me that thing that he spoke is still valid. You will notice that God operates with his own calendar. He has his own, and I need to show you that. Do I need to show you that? That there's a calendar in heaven that is different from your own human calendar? Because when a lady, for instance, becomes 30 years old and she's not yet settled in marriage, it's a burden for her. She comes for counseling because she feels that she's running out of luck, running out of time. And the first question I ask is, destiny is not by time, destiny is by encounter. So when you are coming, come for the counseling, no. But when you are coming, come with an exhibit of your last encounter with God about the matter. If you have not yet labored enough in the presence of God to have an encounter on the matter, you are not due for counseling. Oh, when you meet the pastor that is the counseling booth, how are we going to solve the... Most believers don't want to... They want to outsource their spiritual work. If that's how pastoring is, the pastor will die young. Because he also has issues that he needs to deal with. And the issues will not go because he can't sit with you. So you need to go and extract. This is the encounter I had. Then the pastor will now use his own spiritual intelligence to interpret your situation. And then the hope that you need to make it to the end of the tunnel will now come to you. When the time came, he sent angels. Part of the things
that angelic ministry will do to you, the intelligence it will bring to you. It will make you know how to read the sign. It will make you know where to look. It will make you know how to relate accurately with the season, consistent with the intentions that God wants to begin to implement. Let us do an analysis quickly, and I'll not take you so far. I didn't know we'll be going this way. I thought we would have moved in. Don't worry, we'll not rush. We'll take it step by step. We have so much to cover. The more we dwell on this topic, the more the scriptures open. It keeps opening. It keeps opening. It keeps opening. Hallelujah. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." The angel spoke about a revival, but the revival will be fast-tracked, facilitated by a messenger. And this messenger was going to come from a womb that was considered an empty womb before this time. These are announcements that are supposed to equip people of the seasons of what God wants to do, so that they can partner with God with understanding. The angelic ministry is part of, see, okay, let's try. Where's my man here? Is very important. We know the Holy Spirit can speak, oh. There are many times he uses messengers. Jesus can visit you. Holy Spirit can speak to you. He can quicken some scriptures and lay them upon your heart. There are so many ways God can speak. But if you are into this business we are talking about, the business of a watchman, God will give you grace to be able to perceive and to receive announcements that are coming through angelic ministers. It's part of the package. The announcement of a visitation to a barren woman was captured in this utterance. The announcement of the return of the anointing that was upon Elijah was captured in this announcement. The announcement of the fact that the anointing that will be upon this messenger will be a preparatory anointing, like a bulldozer to create a highway for God. So every valley must be elevated. Every mountain will have to be humbled. The pathways will be straightened. And that's what his ministry is going to do. It will be like a bulldozer. It will streamline a lot of things. It will destroy lies that have been told for a long time. It's the spirit of Elijah. It's not a gentle spirit. It's going to come back again to stir up the hearts of men and to turn a generation to their ancestors, to the faith and the emphasis that was upon the heart of their ancestors, their fathers. Generations will be linked again, because there was a body, a sight, a vision that was upon the hearts of their fathers. God will bring the same encounter to the heart of their children, and generations will partner. And it's the ministry of one man that will effect all of this in a short time. The announcement revealed a string of possibilities that God is willing to do.
part of the job of true prophets is to announce what heaven wants to begin to do. Some of these announcements will come through angelic encounters. As we study, we see how critical angelic ministry is. It's needed for us to be on track, on schedule. It's needed for us to be in sync with God's timing. It's needed for us to understand what God is up to. And when God wants to break a prophetic silence, the type of prophetic silence that existed for 430 years, if he wants to break that silence, he sends angelic messengers. This was a quiet land for 400 years. Nothing significant happened. But when God wanted to begin to move in, the first messengers he sent were angelic. An angel went to Zechariah in the temple. Another one visited Mary. Many more visited Joseph to give them strategies of survival and of escape. Then they saw danger before it came. Wisdom on how to escape the peril of the times were captured in angelic visitations. So when you see what is happening through the stirring of angelic ministry, you can now understand, have a clue, and know what God wants to do. It was in that house where we used to pray in Ankpawo that I now knew the various modes that angels come. It's just like God can be using you to heal, but you don't understand the healing and anointing. You are not conscious of it. You are still in level one. That means God healed. You prayed though and left. And then when they told you that somebody was healed, you were even amazed. Because you didn't feel that there was any power in the prayer that you prayed. That's the first level. Second level, you'll be conscious. You will know the healing and anointing. When it comes on you, you will know that healing has come on me. And then you begin to minister. With that consciousness, it's a higher level. Now, angels minister to all of us. Every one of us have received angelic help. Most of us are alive today because angels were sent to help. You were in a vehicle and suddenly the vehicle got spoiled. It was so that you could be delayed to avoid an accident. Since we live in time, we function in time. And then you will be there, you are angry that, see, have a crusade. You would have arrived late. Everybody sitting here, you have had angelic visitations. It's just that most of us are not conscious of the presence of angels. So I want to use 10 minutes for us to do the practical. If your altar is living, if your altar is alive, if it's up to date, you can draw strength from it. So I want to draw from my own now. Oh! I want to draw from my own. Now, can you help me? Can you help me quickly? We'll speak in tongues for 2 minutes. You don't need to stand up. You don't need to stand up. I take Kenya for you. Now, as you speak in tongues, forget about your neighbor. Don't be conscious of your neighbor. Don't be conscious of anybody sitting by your side. Forget about your trouble. We are just reaching up and reaching out to God. Just reaching out to God. Just reaching out to Him. Aiko Seli Mohambres, Jamila Habarako, Sekoske Tomoria Babala Masile, Ebro Menasuke Bahabris, Zovalaitos Kebolia Habarabana, Skufaleski Sosania Manteli, Mahaselia Tokobre, Rakabusha Kedia Lekunta Meni, Akudia Bresko Faluma Kabalaito, Breski Vokompela, Isamantoria, Isamantelikoma, Isamantayabokosi, Apresku Felamina, Raita Kapentonda, Ezosanate Bresko Vilamantua, Shama Kapala Barata Branta Baboske Temene,
Shiko braula habaratwa prescube cabasode nakede la habrasketoma habrasante labrasata baboria labrasiko pranda askabalatwa ezimantekira eskabolela isomena kampela apraska taba kamparata shima kabelamba santa baboria apresko belakeda bakeskota askamba yaka bobosa yaka masanteli yaka makabarata baboria Escapatoa, Abrembaratoske, Mantalaba Bokotamina, Abraito Kobela Kusketa, Aveva Lia, Aveva Sabunata, Aveva Semi Kompa, Asako Limama, Akabo Saita, Akabanta Babonde, Isa Beda, Isa Scambatua, Isa Samote, Isa Selima, Ayabondame, Ayamansate Combre, Avala Macabascoba Aita, Icoprenda Habazomina, Ecalo Boboria Mamaya. Oh! Sakula Mahaseli, Abraska Tomba, Rabba Semina, Aiscomba. Yekateli, Aplamanta, Aparata Sketo Mantua, Ebalima, Escababantala, Escababantamo, Escabina Salima, Abraito Compelama, Semina Tela, Abrama, 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 Zamalatame, Escobalatua, Abamesoko, Ebriscovasi. Abramaskatolia, Akabandeli, Abraskabalata, Nikobrasketo Balwa, Rakamanteli Manta, Akabai Sosa, Akalebros Katebregede, Alabos Kabala, Abratamasala, Abraketo Bolote, Abrakanta Babolia, Asabatala, Abramasketo Beladwa, Ekopanto Kompelama, Agabasata Branda Babolia, Ega masata branda babalata, egla broska kabo, awala, 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 eskamala bakola masale, apreskote malatala, abaranda baboa, abaranda basalabala, abaranda babulagua, eskoma latuante, akamesie, akamalata branda babo, akamalata preskomila kwa, esiamalwa. Akamalwa, asemina malwa, wakabaya, awaseli, awasalabo, awasakula madwa, ekasotame, alia kompilama.
In the name of Jesus. I see in the spirit, I see two ladies. These two ladies that I see, God, as your prayers have ascended unto heaven. I see where you are praying. I see that the place, there is darkness there. And God wants to raise these two ladies to use them as a solution to the darkness. To use them as a solution to extinguish the darkness. So this is the announcement. This one I gave you now is the announcement. Now, if what I'm saying is true, God will prove it. Then I can tell you about the role of angels in the accomplishment of what will happen now. There are two angels that work with me. That prayer, I would have continued it until I sensed the presence of one of them. What made me stop is that I can. That it, he's been here, but I just now became conscious of his presence. A prayer begins to move up. Angelic journeys will start. But most of the time, we are not conscious of it. All right. All right. You see, the hand of God will come upon the second person now. To come upon the second person. To become strong. To become strong. Okay, to come upon the third person. Come upon the third person. Come upon the third person. To come upon the third person. Yes, to come upon the third person. To come upon the third person. So the gateway has opened. The gateway has opened. There is access. There is a passageway has opened. A passageway has opened. And then the anointing is coming upon them. Even in the market, when we go to buy things in the market, we can do this there. If you know how to synchronize, a door just opened in the spirit. A door opened. And this door now, many more angels will begin to come here. Many more angels. Many more angels. Oh my God. The anointing that came now, it will come heavy upon a sister and she will begin to prophesy. The anointing that has come now, it will come heavy upon a sister, and the spirit of prophecy will come upon her. It will be activated upon her life. Now the healing anointing is on me now. The healing anointing. I take Kenya for you. Take my life. Take my life, oh God. I take Abuja for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, oh God. I take Lokoja for you. The door is open. And when the door opens, the best thing to do is to speak in tongues so that you can enter. 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 Brescofela mama mama. Escofela broscombe lamina cardia. Perisco fella babata manzilo. Oh my God. Bless us of Macabo Cobo, Cobo Cobo Sia Mantelli. Abresco fella Mante Babaria Mala Halabosca. Simo More Heseke Telia Mahaito. Babrusque Tamina Caselia Mamaranto Si. I take for you. Spend my life. Spend my life, oh God. I'll take Africa for you. Take my life. Take my life, oh God. I take Nigeria for you. Maso se lamina bresko vilaita. Mesku vala kompola. La bresko fe la mamatata mi soklo brondo. Seminote. Rice kompadwa. Iska belatos kompalambo. Isko freska makaba kude kabasali makadia. Ambraski bobo rahanseli. Thank you, Jesus. Now, so right now the healing anointing is here. You can be healed if you. Is there any sick person? You have pain on your body. I want something we can verify. Either deafness, an eye condition that is defective, pain. And those of you online, you are also part of what God is doing. If you know your altar, you can bring the presence of God into your room if you want. You can bring it. Somebody wants to shoot a gun to shoot at you. You can bring the presence of God. You can bring it. The gun will not be able to shoot. You can bring that presence. The man holding the gun should be the one afraid of you. There's an evangelist here. This person I see is female. Female. An evangelist, but female. An evangelist, but female. And the hand of God comes upon you. Comes upon you. Comes upon you strong. Now, can you bring that evangelist? Bring that evangelist. Bring that evangelist.
I'll take Kenya for you. Spend my life. Take my life. Oh, 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 oh.
The fire that heals, the healing fire, it comes upon you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. The healing fire, the healing fire, the healing fire, the healing fire, the healing fire.
Saimo morekuse mahale tuko iba mama sulia hapres kofa lamine iskaito mahasiko brante minalo hobris kavalaita.
You can bring the presence into your sitting room. You can bring it. If your altar is living, if it's alive, then all kinds of activities, angelic journeys will begin. And when you speak, it will come to pass. All right, let's do something. Let's do something quickly. Maybe be those of you that go on your phone, go on your phone. We'll send one miracle across the waves. You know, I was just going through our, what they call that stuff? Is it Facebook Messenger? Facebook Messenger. And the woman now writes us. Okay. You know, I told you the prophetic, the prophecy. I saw it, the spirit of prophecy. Leave her. The thing will be working for some time. So the second angel has come. This second angel is responsible for miracles. This one. So I will never start praying for miracles until that one that stands by my left hand come. Now, let me show you, do a test. Can you give me space on the aisle? Let's do a test. Is there an aisle there? Give me some space. All right. Now, all I will do is that I will pass. But the effect of my passing will remain on people. I'm not going to speak in tongues so that you will not say, I came and stands. No. The angel is here. They have their own work. Just like I have my work, they also have their work. So I will pass. But the passing will, it will affect. So I will stay here for some time. I will stay here for some time. I will stay here for some time. Can you see that lady? Can you see them? Is the angel doing it? Now bring those ladies, bring them. What I did was to pass. You still don't believe? Oh, okay, you don't believe. All right, let's do it again. This one is, you pass. So I will stay here for a while. I'll stay here for a while. And then the effect, the force field will begin to widen. You can see this lady. You can see the other one. See this one. I'm just passing. It's because I know that the angels are with me. Ooh! Ooh! Do you believe now? Now, all these ones were just because I passed. I passed. There are some of them there. See? You can generate it. Someone says he has a gun. Maybe there's a thief at the window. He said, we are men of the underworld. Tell them your name. Are you ready for me? Say that. Just say that. Say that and keep quiet. Oh. Oh. I hope you know this is not miracle service. I'm just showing you angels.
Spend my life. Spend my life. Oh God. I take Nigeria for you. Take my life. Take my life. Oh God. I take Africa for you. Spend my life. Spend my life. Oh God. I take Nigeria for you. So the angels are dead now. We'll do something. Those of you that are listening online, you are listening, you're on Facebook, you're on YouTube, and all the other platforms, it's time for miracles. You know, as I was saying, a Facebook messenger, a woman sent a message. Her daughter was born deaf. I tried to help. And the doctor said she'll be like that for her life. And when we prayed here, what day was that? On Sunday, the daughter started hearing. Now, how did the anointing go to the United Kingdom? In London. So I want to break some yokes now. Woo! See, the presence is surging. It's surging. It's surging. Your spirit is receiving strength, energy, ability, just because of the presence of God. Receiving ability. See, God is even still anointing. He's still anointing people. He's still anointing people. This place is saturated. It's saturated. It's saturated. Now, those of you watching, I want to send the healing power of God your way. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break every yoke of the devil. I command spirits of deafness, let your power over the ears of men break right now. Spirits of blindness, let your power over the eyes of men break right now. I command pain to go, all kinds of pain. Paralysis on the body, I neutralize it in the name of Jesus Christ. I see a woman on the bed, she's bedridden. Woman, rise and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, so I finished praying. Let's give it 5 minutes. The miracles will start coming. You see, whenever you are consistent with prayer, you send angels on journeys. They are journeys, angelic journeys will open up. Angelic journeys. You say, oh, someone has a gun. It's you that you are not aware of the power that is at work in your life. Gone. Gone. We finished a crusade in Kenya, and they were taking us away. And I saw a woman, and the Holy Spirit said, help, help this woman. So I now wind down. I said, woman. She said, yes. And I put my hand through the window like that. I said, touch this hand. I knew what was in the vehicle. So I could release some, just like this. I went to the bank, fasting and praying. And when I got there, the power of God in the bank. Then you say, I'm robber, wants to come to my house. You are welcome. Generate it. You can come. Now, begin to check. Now, the healings have started. B, check. They have started. Please, if you get healed, you'll do well to send us a feedback and update, because it has started. The angels will touch you to make you know that the healing has started. It's easy to minister the spirit because you have help. You have help. Oh my God. I want us to get one miracle first before I will now pray for all of us.
and run away. It's not,
spend my life, oh God. I'll take Kenya for you.
So it means God can use you to be that person that will open up your family. The presence of God is stronger than every charm. It neutralizes demons. It makes them impotent. I pray the Lord will open your eyes to see what the power of God is. Can we pray in a moment just in tongues to clear the way? To clear the way. 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 Asamono ko preskete mokole. Marabo saminaila. Escofe la mokombre. Sovalamo sakila kadela moko. Braski to kombe la miso salabro. Mahai to kobe laminaisa. Escofe makula masate balakos keto mendo. Rika babalata mansala baboti maketolia. Rakosa mateli, rakose minala, rako masiko, makaskedo monzolo, reskofe la mamatali bokoria, jamina konsele, iko barama sebria la babo. Now that person online, you had a condition with one of your legs and you had excruciating pain on one of your legs, and while we prayed, now the pain has left you. I would like you to reach out to us immediately. Reach out to us on any of the platforms that you are participating on immediately. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Before I pray for you, if there's something you're expecting, just one thing, you're expecting to get married, the door is not opening, pray. You're expecting a contract, you applied for something, you're supposed to get a feedback, it has not yet come. Pray about it now. You are trusting God for something, just one thing, pray about it now. Then I will cap it up. I will cap it up. Talk to him. There's a job you're expecting. There's a job you're expecting. It's been delaying, but you want to talk about it now. There is a trip you're supposed to make abroad, and it's as if everything is against you to stop that trip from coming to pass. You can talk to him right now. You can talk to him right now. You can talk to him. You can talk to him right now. Make sure you are not silent. Make sure you are not silent. Beriman sobre hezazaita kobelamin. Those of you online who are part of this, you can talk to him. You can talk to him right now. There's so much authority in the room. So much authority in the room right now. So much grace in the room right now. So much grace. Ovre samanto koberaminaila. Araba basiku. Reskofe la mute salabaya bakunda. Yanda loboroko sama santa la baboria. Seminaita compres cabala mamasico abayaka supria zabilatane mantoseco brisco fala mamori. Lord, we are asking for perfection, for completion. Let the desires of the righteous be granted tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Stretch forth your hand, do a miracle. Do a miracle. Let that thing that has delayed for so long come to pass in the next few weeks. That your people might know the power that is rooted in your presence. Oh God, do this so that your people will believe in you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. my friends on the platform are doing a very good job. Please, you may be seated. So we have one, Adedeji. He had high fever. He's in Oyo State, I guess. And the hand of God came upon him. I'm looking for a specific case. I know so many. Okay, we have someone else. He didn't say where he's participating from, but pain on the chest has gone. He's Umo, God's will. My name is Benjamin from Ghana. I was having severe waist pains, but by the grace of God and the healing springs from our Father and his entourage, I'm healed. I know every order will be perfected in Jesus' name. So it's from Mix LR, someone healed from Ghana. There's one Mercy healed, shoulder pain gone. Hallelujah. Now, so let me say something. It's not the prayer that I prayed that was so powerful. It's what began to move when I started praying that prayer that created these changes. There's motion. There's movement. Journeys begin. The extent of motion that finds expression when you pray is a measure of the power that resides in your priesthood. Part of my intention this year is that there will be a transition. None of us will be a civilian. Each one will have what it takes to move the hand of God. Amen. We have two more. Okay. Yes, this is Mercy and the shoulder pain. Any more? Joseph Adetayo. I used to feel pain on my left leg, now gone, because I was looking for that person with pain on the leg. The pain is gone. The reason why I said the guy is on the UK. Okay, this Adetayo is in the UK. Oh, it's another person. I used to feel pain on my left leg, now gone. UK. Now, I deliberately prayed for people that are participating online, which there are people that I cannot influence. I'm not seeing them. They are not before me. So I can't influence what is happening where they are. But you see, there is movement when we pray. The extent of movement that is associated with your own prayer is the power of your own priesthood. I pray tonight that this illustration will be a very vivid example in your heart so that you can have confidence in your prayers and in your sacrifices. This is Benjamin. He said, pain in my what? What's hamstrings? Okay. Pain somewhere. Gone. And this Benjamin is right now in the United Kingdom. Can you see that there's no space? Nothing, no space difference in terms of prayer, priesthood. Your prayer here can be the reason why something changes in Jos. Your prayer can be the reason why something changes in Ghana. This is Grace Nama. Pain on my left, my right leg. Okay, pain has left my right leg. Where is this Grace participating from? Grace. Well, I don't know. But you see, there's no limitation. You can pray here to affect Aso Rock. This is another Edwin healing on his left hand. And it keeps going until we share the grace, it will not stop. So just the waters of the Spirit that we stirred is still going on. Edwin has been healed. We will finish and leave. Other people will come and watch the video much later. They'll still get healed because of something we stay. We have gone, but the altar is still speaking. While we are left, it is still speaking. Message I preached 2018. The day I preached it, nobody was healed in the hall. 2 years later, a woman was cooking and just listening to the message with very thick glasses. And then 1,000 needles begin to pierce in her eyes. She sits down on the kitchen floor for like 25 minutes because it was intense. And then it started abating. And when all the needles that feeling left. She could see, she could read without glasses. I preached the message in 2018. She got healed in 2020. How do you explain that? Something that was dead, it was still existing. Nobody got healed in the hall because nobody entered into it. But the thing could not lie, was still there. Have confidence in your prayer.